We live, baby.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Are We Canceled Yet? The official Are We Canceled Yet podcast with your host
JoJo.
and your girl Tamika, aka Encore, aka freshly back from vacation and feeling amazing.
She's so extra.
Aka Meek Meek.
She's so extra.
This is the podcast for those.
I don't know, say something.
That was you. You started.
Look, y'all, look, this just listen.
We did that the last couple times.
We didn't. Just listen to the
I
damn
know.
podcast.
I was about to run it back because I wanted to specifically say this is the podcast for those that are going through some shit in the world and making the best of it.
Child.
Also, shout out to Black History Month. Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah. Black History Year. Yes, let's
While we
start
have
there. Black
it, the
History Year.
Tardons trying to take it away.
First of all, he tried to take it away and then give it back. How do you take something away and then try to give it back as if, hey, let me gift you with something?
I didn't even know he tried to give it back.
Yeah. It was so funny because the NAACP posted the memo that he sent
Oh.
around. They took a red pen to it. Let's go ahead and fix this up for you, babes. Got some
Oh, that's
spelling
hilarious.
errors there.
Listen, well, we are celebrating every day,
Yeah, we are.
but extra, extra black, y'all, black, y'all, blackity, black, y'all, black, this February. Also, so this is the vacation pod talking.
Wait, but before we get into that, can we? All right. So we started out the year with so much shenanigans. But these planes, we are on number seven
Hear me out.
as of today.
I started out feeling real suspect. Okay? There's some stuff going down. It's not adding up. You know I'm going in my bag when I'm talking like this. Okay? It's not adding up. So then there was the crash. I said, who was on the flight? That was my first question. Who on air? But my mama's like, no. This is just one of those freak accidents. Sad to all those that lost loved ones going through hard times, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Let's take a moment of silence. Okay. Mom said, this is just a freak accident. Okay. Shit happens. Understand that. But then there was another one and another one. And another one. And now I'm like, wait a minute. What's going on here?
It's getting sticky in this bitch.
I was about to do the music, but I'm not trying to get sued.
Oh, we don't have the money for that.
Speaking of that, before we go into it, special shout out to our sponsors. Insert here when we get them.
Whoever you are.
So yeah, I'm just like, it's a lot. It's a
Is
lot. Oh, but wait, this is what I said. It's a lot of things being publicized. So what's going on the back end?
Explain.
What's happening that we don't know about? It's always something.
Oh, you mean when it's a lot of stuff that's on the
It's
forefront
a
of
lot. You want
media,
our
then it's
attention
always
to be
something in the,
there.
yeah.
So what's going on in the back?
We're gonna find out.
Listen, everything in the dark will come to
We're
light.
gonna find out. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. So, we're not gonna get into it on this episode, but I know y'all remember us talking about the Chris Brown documentary. Now, latest news is Christopher Maurice Brown is suing.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it also says in there any money that, you know, is won from the case will be donated towards women who's been abused, domestic violence and all that stuff.
Why am I finding just little snippets of stuff? I had no idea.
Yeah. But we will wait to report on that until more unfolds, because I'm tuned in.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm tuned in. They even got a couple documents that I need to read over.
Really?
Chris said, play with your mammy. Don't play with me.
Oh, she looking into the documents.
Baby, I can't wait. It's just so much stuff. And then, again, this is going to have to be another episode. We're going to have to break this down. This is going to have to be over a course of episodes, that when we get into the new Love is Blind, all Netflix did was announce who the new participants were, and it's already some drama.
Because there's no black.
No. It's a good amount for TV. I would say it's a good amount for TV.
I was scrolling through and I was like,
yeah, it's a good amount for TV. I believe there were at least four or five black women, but
I said men.
Oh, men. Oh, no. It's not.
I didn't see not one.
No, it's not black men. But forget all that. Forget all that.
It's juice already?
Forget all that.
It's blind and it's juice already?
It's so many women coming out. You know those don't date them girl sites?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? I'm like,
it's getting crazy.
Gosh, I'm not even in those. I was in girls group for a minute on Facebook, but I got kicked out because I wasn't juicy enough.
Girl, well, I'm not in them neither, but what's being reported is a lot of the men that were announced are in those sites. The girls are coming out. I'm like, dang, they didn't even air the season in.
We can't. But let's reel it in. Because we're going to start.
That's all I know. That's all I know. Yeah, that's all I know.
Because I got things to add, but I can't.
Yeah, you can.
Go I don't ahead. Even talk about it until we get to that part.
Oh, well, we really can't even talk about it to the daggone show.
No, we got some stuff. I always got some stuff.
Baby.
Ooh, okay. Oh, good segue. Because. Oh, that was absolutely absurd.
That was so ladylike.
What the heck was that? I'm appalled.
You should be. It felt great.
I got to gather my thoughts.
It felt great.
You know how I feel about public displays of gas.
Better out than in, I say.
All right, Shrek. All right, look, Love is Blind. We're talking about love. Pod, I don't even know which one. I got a comment about my little dating situation.
What the comment say?
The comment said, so you asked Shorty about his love language, mm-hmm. and then told you didn't even acknowledge it. You just went on to yours. And I was like, damn, that's true. I didn't. So did I do something wrong there? It's jumping in. My plan was to acknowledge it. I acknowledged it a little bit in my response, talking about mine. But also, was I wrong here to respond and be like, oh, that's yours? Well, these are mine. This is how I feel. In the I can't even say hopes, but with the intent. Mm-hmm. To a deeper conversation. Oh, the how you feel? Oh, yeah, well, why is this yours? Blah, 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 blah. But I didn't acknowledge it. So I was like, dang, do I not know how to talk?
Well, maybe a different approach to it would possibly have been, based off of the comment, maybe when he, you know, expressed a love language, because clearly he didn't ask about yours, so he didn't give. But maybe if you were like, oh, that's interesting. Tell me a little bit more about this. Like, why is this important to you? Or
something. Yeah, I was not supposed to do that.
Yeah, maybe act like you care.
Oh. Okay.
But honestly,
Like
don't
I said,
force it. If it ain't within you, don't force it.
I care. Number one. I do care though. I do care. I feel like I'm so used to having to lead or continue the conversation that I was just like, okay, let me do that and then throw in the next topic. It's like if I ask someone, what's your favorite kind of pizza? And they're like, I like Hawaiian pizza. And then I'm like, oh, I like pepperoni pizza. But, you know, Hawaiian is pretty good from time to time. Do you not find it like a clash of flavors in your mouth?
That's how you would do that.
That was my thoughts.
That's an interesting perspective. Me myself, I am not a question person. You get two, you get three questions from me, and three is pushing it
Oh my.
before I just tell you, you working for the feds? Why are you asking me so many questions?
That's why it's good that you're in a relationship.
It's great that I'm in one.
That's why, because you won't have nobody.
I think I would because I was the same way when I was dating.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
I wasn't that long ago. Don't
That
date me.
was a while ago.
Actually, I'm still dating. Tip number three.
Okay. It's cute. It's cute. And you snaps. Snaps for the black couples out here in healthy relationships that argue every once in a while just to make up. We love that for you.
Period.
Okay. Vacationing abroad for my late birthday trip. Just a little tip for all of those December babies that want to turn up on a budget. Gone ahead and celebrate in January. Because it's very cheap.
It's kinda. It depends on where you go.
Okay. All those who got birthdays at the end of December that want to turn up but not break the bank, celebrate in January because it's cheaper everywhere.
Kinda.
Unless you stay home.
It's kinda cheaper everywhere.
It's cheaper everywhere.
I would say for those December babies who want to turn up and don't break the bank, celebrate in March. Because your birthday is an inconvenience.
First,
Thank
it was
you.
real funny how you was doing it, and I was like, "Is that how I do it?"
It's a
That's funny.
real inconvenience.
And then you said March. Ain't nobody got time for that. I was pushing it going to January.
January, as
Yeah.
you can see, it's a lot that goes on in January, and then you got
This
taxes,
year,
people got to owe stuff, and then
every other
you
January.
can't do February because February is Valentine's Day, and then for those of you who are single who want to hang out with your girls, Galentine's Day, and y'all actually spend money on that. Ugh. Anywho, so March would be
Are
better.
we not hanging out? I'm playing.
I was just about to say, did we hang out last year? No.
About to go find a date.
Yeah, do that.
Last minute.
Wait, you're gonna be in Ohio. You got a
Yeah, I'm
date.
about to go find a date. Okay, we getting into vacation because
Come
I
on.
take a little bit of time.
Come on.
First off, kudos to me for planning because I did that.
Let's stop right there because what we're not going to do on this podcast right now is lie.
Did they not see the itinerary? Did you post it?
Did you make the itinerary? Did you even put things together in a cohesive manner that made sense?
I put a
No.
post-it note and I gave it to you.
And it didn't make sense.
I said this day, the activity, this day, that activity, this
Look,
day.
let me tell you, and let me tell you why her days didn't make sense that she wanted certain activities on because she did not look into the fact that, oh, they're on opposite sides, so we can't do that and then make it over here in time for this. Oh, this one starts at this time and it lasts this time. When I would ask her questions about the times that excursions last and how long it would take to get from point A to point B, she'd be like, oh, it's that long?
All of this sound like irrelevant.
How is that irrelevant?
I had everything.
Also, she has been planning this for what, a year now? And I kept telling her, we
changed
need to
it
go
last
ahead.
minute. I planned Thailand. Okay. Let's be honest here.
Okay, but look, the thing about it is,
Washington
we did not change that at the last minute. You literally changed your mind in May. You changed your mind in May. You switched it over in May, which is ample amount of time to get stuff together. I said, Tamika, your birthday is near the holidays. We need to go ahead and start paying for stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
You also got to realize, regardless of the fact of how much things cost, it's all a mental thing. When you pay things ahead of time and you pay it in increments and you're not paying it all at once, it feels like nothing. When you pay it all at once, it feels like a lot.
I repeat.
Which is what we did. Which is what we ended up doing. Because somebody is unorganized.
Susie. I repeat. Kudos for me. To me. For bringing this trip together.
For
Because
doing absolutely nothing.
What I did and what I encourage everyone else to do
is to piss me off.
I'm besties with the type A personality individual that likes organizing, that likes spreadsheets, that's a control freak. So you can sit back and live in your femininity.
Also, one, that is called manipulation. Let's just start there. Two, I do not enjoy doing that. I do not enjoy doing that at all. I actually prefer to pay somebody to do that. Let's just start there. Type three, I'm not about to go to another country unorganized. Because the last thing I need to be is hemmed up somewhere. Okay? Four. I ain't going on that near another trip with you or Susie. And this is a matter of fact, this is another test to see if Susie actually listens to the podcast and not just the first two episodes. Susie, I'm not going on another trip with your ass neither. And I'm not going to clip this because I need to know if you really be listening.
This is a personal ad for JoJo. Watch out, ladies and gents. She's taken. She's mine.
No. Breaking up.
Traveling around the world.
Immediately.
Traveling around the world together.
I only travel around the world with one person. No, two people and two people only.
Oh my gosh. This is a test for Cookie.
My man, and Cookie. Cookie actually watches.
We're going to see.
She do.
But she probably better than Susie.
For sure.
Cookie also, she talked about you the whole trip. Cookie wanted to do that.
I called her afterwards and told her.
See,
that's the thing about me.
I'm going to just go with you and Cookie so it evens out.
You're going to be tired if you come with us.
Organized mess. Good time. I love that for us. Let's get into day one of the itinerary.
Ooh, I'm hot already.
Because it's a lot. It was a lot. Let me pull it up on my new cellular device because mine is in the ocean.
Don't tell people.
Okay.
Don't tell them what happened yet.
Day one of our Cartagena. This is JoJo's doing. 1:05 a.m. to 2:05 p.m.
Are you about to break it down like that? No, we about to
I'm
go.
Not,
what
I'm not about to break
happened.
It down like that, but I want them to know what this looks like.
They've already seen it. I've already posted a Steal My Itinerary post. If you actually reposted
it. I saw it. You want me to go into how I only got 0.5% of TikTok left? Don't get
all right, check it. So she doing too much. Now, first of all, these bitches was late. Let's just start there. They was really pushing it as if they didn't need to stand in line and get stuff done.
We had so much time.
No, did not have so much time left. I like to get there early. That way I can pee at least 3-4 times so I'm not peeing on a plane because peeing on a plane is disgusting. And also my hips is way too big for that little ass bathroom.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that. Now, when we landed in Cartagena, Colombia.
It was a hot mess.
We was in customs for 4 hours.
And I should have thought about that. Tip for traveling. If you're looking at flights and you see 3-4 flights that are 5 minutes apart, that the price is a little bit different. Know that all of them are going to get there at the same time.
Also realize that she wasn't thinking about that at all. She was just looking at the price.
I found that after. That's why I'm giving everyone tips now so they don't mess up like I did.
No, but the thing about it is she's not going to learn from her mistakes because she only goes for the cheaper ticket. She doesn't.
That's why I'm telling
analyze
anyone
everything.
Listening, don't do what I do.
I was.
Because you'll be miserable. But you will save $55. The heck? That's how important it is.
Get on my nerves. Oh, don't do what I do, but do as I say, people.
Please. Your life will be so much better.
My God.
So much better. Okay. Customs took forever. I thought I met my little vacation bae, but
oh,
he was fast.
Oh, what? Dang, what was his name?
Don't know.
Melvin, Marvin, Marquise.
Probably wasn't none of that.
It was something with an M.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, okay, you tried. Oh,
he was fast.
Okay.
He was fast.
He was fast.
He was also a retired or a veteran. He was a vet. Fast.
Fast.
You know how they are when they get in another country.
Fast. And you don't speak the language. What you there for, my guy? Like, yeah, fast. So that was short-lived. That was short-lived romance that got nowhere and also didn't start.
Mm-hmm.
Customs forever. Come from customs. Shout out to Just Ask Alex Tours. Because he had our car waiting for us. I found him because I was going through TikTok, trying to do my research. There was a few names that kept on standing out. I inboxed those people, never got back to me. There was one that said, hey, try Just Ask Alex Tours. Hit him up, responded. Wonderful. He going to creep up on you, deep voice. You ain't going to know. That's him, though.
You make up. I was like, girl, who knows?
Nobody know me. Who know me out here? Crazy. But had our ride ready for us to take a van, that needs to be noted because the trucks are tiny and we are not. And we have bags. So pulled up, dropped us off at the GHL collection.
Arterial real something. We go GHL collection, Ameria Real Cartagena. There we go.
Yes, it was wonderful. The staff, wonderful.
I wouldn't say wonderful, but it is, it was nice. Tamika picked it.
I like. Wow, that said so much. That said so much. It was beautiful. Breakfast was lovely. And everyone that worked there was very pleasant. And
yeah, everybody that worked there was really nice.
Yes. My room did smell strongly of paint fumes.
Oh, so it wasn't wonderful. Tell us.
But they upgraded me to a suite with an amazing view. So I was good.
I left with 7 spider bites.
I left with 0 spider bites.
Susie left with way more spider bites than me.
It's Cartagena.
Oh, and her AC didn't work. It would cut off. It would turn on for a little bit, but it would cut off. We had an upstairs, downstairs, and I'm so glad she fought me on going to the upstairs.
To the bus.
And I was like, cool, because then I thought about it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be tired after we get back. That's cool. I'll stay down below. Glad I stayed on the bottom floor, because when I say it was ice, ice, baby.
I was freezing cold in my room with no spiders. Mm-mm. So me, I would go again. I would try somewhere else because I don't like going to the same places twice. But I would still recommend it, especially for a really good price.
She also had paint fumes for like the first 2 days. So
because I didn't say nothing.
Some of her brain cells are
That was on me because I didn't say nothing. But had I spoken up, they would have got me out.
She couldn't say too much
The
because she don't
pool.
speak the language.
Oh, okay. Tibbet, trip advice. Again, a huge shout out to all these solo travelers. Once upon a time, last year, for a good 5 months, I said, I am going to be that woman. I am going to go on solo travels to countries I speak none of the language, and I'm going to have the best eat, pray time of my life. I will not. I will not do that. I was a fish out of water. I was a deer in the headlights.
Spoken like a true ignorant American, thinking you could go to another country and not know a little bit of the language.
Kudos to my ladies that held me down, ordering my food, asking questions, asking how much something costs, getting around the club. Y'all the real ones. Y'all the real winners of this vacation. All right? Held me down. You want to know who your real friends are? Take them out the country.
Oh, for sure.
See if they're going to translate every little thing for you.
Oh, for sure. I was about to say, if you want to know who your real friends are, just go on any type of trip.
They do say that.
Any trip in general. I feel that way about relationships, too. You get into a relationship, you really learn a person when you go out the country, or not necessarily out the country, but just on a trip in general, or like living with them, not staying the night,
oh,
but living with
sure.
them for sure.
For sure, things change. So, first day activities all went in the trash because we were in customs for 4 hours. However, we went to an amazing restaurant.
Oh
my God!
Salele.
Salele.
You did
Salate.
Your thing.
Again, TikTok research, YouTube research. Everyone pointed out.
I didn't find it on TikTok or
oh,
wasn't.
I saw it on TikTok. And usually when places like that, like, all right, huge following, they nasty.
Yeah.
And expensive. This one?
I saw it on a shout out to Shay Mitchell. From Pretty Little Liars. She had her own little show for a little bit on HBO Max called Thirst. I saw it there.
Oh, well. The thirst was real and it was quenched because I had a floral salad with some type of cashew situation.
Oh, it was.
Oh, my God.
It was
I just drew on myself. It was one, aesthetically beautiful. It was an experience. I think my waiter was cute. I can't remember. He was fit. I do remember that.
I feel like everybody in Cartagena was fit. As much food as they eat. As much food as they eat, as much fried food as they eat. You ain't see not one out of shape body. And anybody that was a little bit larger, they look like our average American.
It was good.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful restaurant. Did we go out that night?
Yes, we did.
Where did we go?
We went.
There was so much. Let me look at my itinerary.
Oh, we just went to Calle on Ancho, the street.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Walking the block. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Hotel. Now I tell you what, you might have your little flaws, but location, everything.
Central to everything.
Central. We walked everywhere, felt safe. Literally everything was right there. So location alone is a 10.
I will say, they did, and Europe is actually like this too, so I can't really say too much about this. But whenever they take their trash out, they leave it on the curb, like in the trash bag on the curb. It didn't smell like trash on the street. It
no.
didn't smell like trash. Where we were at, there weren't too many rats, but that's because there were a lot of street cats. The street dogs were gorgeous, beautiful, very mindful. Okay.
The cutest.
They didn't bother you, but it's like that on a lot of islands. Like Jamaica is like that too.
I didn't even think about there weren't that many mice. I think I saw one,
but it was dead.
I didn't think of the cats.
The cats, they was eating good.
Oh man, yeah.
And oh, there wasn't like I would see the occasional water bug, but I didn't see those. I only saw two the whole trip. I only saw two. Now, lizards, on the other hand.
Is the difference of choice?
Baby, listen.
There's lizards.
Baby, listen.
You had me tripping at night. I thought I was gonna wake up and the lizard was gonna be in my bed.
Baby, listen. Them lizards in Cartagena, Colombia.
Really weren't that bad.
No. Let me paint the picture. Cartagena, Colombia, January 2025. Listen, you're walking down Yosemite and you're going down CRA 15 dash something. You look up at the wall, you're like, oh, this is a beautiful art piece. Mind you, it's nighttime. The
Really?
art piece moves and scatters in multiple directions. You realize it's lizards. End of
It.
story.
I didn't see it.
No, she ain't see it, but I bet you that ass ran when I ran.
Definitely. There's no question there. I don't care if you saw a fly. You go, I go. No questions asked.
I didn't see any flies.
No.
I saw fruit flies, which is actually a great sign that I saw a lot of fruit flies,
It's
which means
fresh.
everything was fresh. Yes.
Food delish. Next day, Palenque.
Yes.
Palenque, also put together by Just Ask Alex. Swooped us up from the crib in a van, so not a humongous bus. Love that. Not too many people. Our tour guide, I'm so upset I can't remember his name. What?
Don't look at me. I don't remember his
Oh, I
name.
thought she was like,
I don't even remember my homeboy's name in the last episode we did.
I can find his name.
So
Hold up.
you know I don't remember his. Oh yeah, look into your WhatsApp. Yeah,
Okay, but
he was really great.
this up. He was good. He was good. Personality was there for sure. Abram, Moses Abram.
Yes.
Abram, he's a local. Him, his family. They took us out, showed us a good time. Palenque, absolutely beautiful. The story behind it, beautiful. The people, beautiful. The
Gorgeous.
dancing, shaking it. All of that. Highly recommend that tour. I
Come
don't
with cash,
have
because
my cash.
everywhere you stop at, which I get it because all of the money and the proceeds goes back into the people of Palenque. But when you stop, you learn about stuff, they will have things that you can buy at every stop, which isn't a bad thing, you know, get it how you live it. But baby, listen, I was like, this is the first day of the trip. We got more trip to go. I can only get one thing from here.
Listen, that was it. Take your own pictures at you. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's enough. Okay,
You
tip
also
number
can
two.
bring water. You can bring snacks everywhere. Like, be prepared.
But they're gonna feed you though. Any excursion
Oh,
you go
for
on,
sure.
they're gonna feed you for sure. It's included in
And
most of the price.
big portions. I was very satisfied with the food. Like, they gonna feed you for sure. Lovely, lovely tour. Colors beautiful. We made a little music. I'm sure y'all gonna see the clip somewhere.
They
It
already seen it.
was a vibe. It was a vibe. It was a long, hot day. After that, drop off at the crib, shower, and we back out.
Wait a minute, pause. Let's rewind it back to hot day. I
I
just want
think
to
we went
say
back to
this.
the shower right away. I think we hit the streets.
I just want to say this to all my brothers and sisters. You too. Let me get my thoughts together. Because this is something that I was also ignorant about. But now I see the light. I understand what my white brothers and sisters be going through on a day-to-day basis. Because the way I got sunburned.
I didn't even know you got sunburned. I'm peeling.
Baby, listen, I didn't know I got sunburned until I got back, but that's
not
the
thing. Oh my gosh, I thought it was just me.
If you two have ever been disrespected by the sun in a way that is just so unfathomable as a person of chocolate descent, you are entitled to a settlement. Call 1-800-WHY-GOD. Why? Why? We are the chosen ones. Why? Now, I will say it didn't hurt. I didn't feel like the touch, but baby, was I peeling. I'm still peeling.
I freaked out.
Look.
Yeah.
It's still there.
I freaked out. I took a bath that night. I was like, boom, put on a little something. I woke up in the morning. I looked over. I said, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why is there so many circles on my body? And you know.
Oh, yeah.
I just started itching to think about it.
Ugh.
Oh, my gosh.
When yes. I tell you.
Oh, man, I'm itching.
I ain't never experienced such.
I'll be putting on so many layers. I'm like, I get out of the shower, I need a layer of baby oil.
And let me tell you what's even
then I need
crazier.
Then I need another baby oil. Then I need Vaseline.
Because I have braids and my scalp was exposed?
No. No,
I said, kidding. Wait a minute.
No, you're kidding.
I said, wait a minute.
Oh, that's nice.
Girl, I took that comb. I was like this in between. And it was mainly right here because my other braids are pretty close. But girl, right here, I said, no, nah, baby. Mm-mm. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. And the thing about it is, we had on sunscreen. Yeah. Wait a minute. Is intruder?
Intruder alert in my
intruder
office.
Alert. We are on
over
the pod.
There. So we don't see her on the camera.
No, she can't get in the camera because she ain't signed no documents.
For sure. And if she do, it's her own free will.
Yeah. Let that be said right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get back to how my body feels like trash after leaving. Oh, we got a special guest. Get out of my office.
Wait, not you gonna sneak in? I'm gonna clip this.
Gosh. She knows she's gonna be on there. She's gonna be like, can you take that out?
No, ain't taking nothing out. This is why people love us so much.
All of our people.
You lucky we ain't say your name, Yasmin Pearl.
She over there having a heart attack. Hilarious. All right. So yeah. Definitely. Side effects. Well, I'm gonna get to that at the end. The side effects are coming back.
Okay.
America. All right, boom. Mm. We had a lot of plans, but after being hot all day, somebody had an attitude. Real bad.
Oh, that wasn't that day.
Real bad. Yeah, because we were supposed to go to Chocolate Museum. That's what the itinerary say.
Did I have an attitude that?
Yeah, because you was hot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no.
That sounds about right.
I need to go home. And then we get home. No, that wasn't a day.
No, that was a day. I need to take a shower. Here's the thing. I need to take a lot of showers. And when I am overly hot, agitated, and I don't get into a shower right away, it's not pretty.
But this is the one that says, stick to the itinerary, dress, breakfast.
And what does the itinerary say? Shower. Take a shower and change. We didn't go afterwards. We did not go take a shower. They immediately wanted to go and walk around and do something. And I said,
we ready.
No, I need a shower.
I got an attitude and you don't want to see me with an attitude.
Who the fuck said that? I didn't say that. I get real quiet.
No, you said I'm irritated.
Oh yeah, that was the warning.
I'm irritated. That's the warning. I want to go shower right
now. That's
the
warning right now. That is the warning.
I need shower now.
That's the warning. If I tell you, I'm very, as a Gemini and as a Gemini woman, I am very in tune with my feelings. And everyone else should be very in tune because I let you know exactly how I'm feeling in that very moment. That was a warning. I'm irritated.
Time to go back to the crib and we go to the crib. She like, ready.
Yeah, because all I needed was some air and water.
Now we made a nap. Sit out at the pool or something. All right, next restaurant we didn't get in. Let's be clear. It's a lot of places we didn't get in.
Oh, Anna. Okay, so we didn't get into Anna. Here's the thing. I looked into Anna back in before Thanksgiving. So it was maybe first, second week of November. And when I looked for January, because that's when I did the reservations for Salele and a couple other places, it wasn't available. So I was like, oh, maybe it's too far in advance. No, 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 no. It wasn't available because it was already booked.
Mm-hmm.
They were booked until March.
Book early. Cannot stress that enough. Any other restaurants, for real. If they're popular, book them.
Yeah, book them.
Or you won't be going. But we decided to stop by anyway.
Yeah, we stopped by just to see if we could kind of get in. Now, I will say, the out-of-town blacks was trying to get into Anna's. And I got to blame TikTok for that because you can tell the ones who did TikTok research for sure. Some of these restaurants.
For sure. They was like, this is where you go.
Yeah.
It was the club was outside of Anna's that night.
For sure.
And one thing they will not do is not let you in.
Yeah.
I mean, they will not. I contradict, whatever. They're not letting you in. They are sticking to their schedule. I love that for them.
My biggest thing is when I went up there to talk to the lady and she spoke clear English, I literally went up to there expecting to speak Spanish, greeted her in Spanish and everything. She spoke clear English. I said, I don't want to go here.
Right. Also, I know I'm not getting in.
I'm not getting in. Because you speak clear English.
Not. You know what? I ain't got no question.
No.
Mm-mm. So we went to another restaurant, which was absolutely disgusting. I don't even remember the name.
Mati's. Wasn't disgusting. She ordered Italian in a Colombian restaurant.
They had pasta.
And then didn't know what carbonara was.
I had a general sense of what it was. I did not know it tastes like nothing. Okay. Easy solution to this, hot sauce. I asked, I don't know how many people for hot sauce. I end up getting up and getting my own hot sauce and my own seasoning.
Okay, another tip for Americans. When you go to other countries, sometimes it may be a little disrespectful to ask for sauces for certain dishes.
It's a little disrespectful that everything else here is delicious and flavorful and yours tastes like paper. What I didn't do is send it back, which is usually what I would do. But I was on vacation and I didn't know what was going to happen to me if I sent it back. Okay. Let's talk about you ordering a chicken sandwich and getting a hamburger. All right. Clearly, you're not listening. And you spoke Spanish and Susie ordered my food for me.
Yeah. Now, I will say that was crazy. I'm like, we literally broke it down. I even asked you what came.
Hello. On top of that, wait a minute. But wait, there's more. Why I get my food in this coat? Excuse me. Can you please read this?
That was crazy.
The food comes back out and it is still not hot. Like, what did you do with it?
They sat it on the counter and waited.
Listen here.
My food was hot.
Please don't let this credit card charge go through. Please, somehow, some way, run it, me leave it and not work. Because it was disgusting.
Tip. Speaking of credit card charges, when you go to Cartagena, I know a lot of people were saying, you know, put your money on a gift card. Don't do that. It ain't gonna work. Well, at least not with an American Express gift card.
Also, go ahead and exchange that money. Go ahead and exchange that. As much as you think people want USD, they don't give no fucks.
I don't think anybody wants USD.
Nobody. Other countries be like, yeah, USD is worth so. They said COP. That's what we want.
I don't think anybody told you that they wanted USD.
I think Jamaica. I think when I went to Jamaica. Or they was just like, money. We just take all the money. I don't know what it was. Most of the time
on resorts, they do take USD because you're on a resort and they can just give it back to the people who are frequently at the resort. But
I don't know. Go ahead.
You went the thick of it. You went the thick
of it. Go ahead and get that COP locked down. So that was disgusting. Then we went to a club. We went to two clubs.
We went to Monkey Bar and Alchemico.
All right, I'm going to make this story quick. If you want me to go into detail, I'll go into detail.
Ain't no detail.
Almost got eaten. This is how I see it. Shorty come up to me in the club. He's cute. He probably like 37. He bilingual. Okay, you Colombian. Yeah. So we're talking. A little flirty. Okay. My peoples, they in the back. It looked like I'm by myself because they left me on the dance floor by myself. So, little shorty come talk to me. Okay. I see his table. He real close to the people at his table. They're all older. Okay. Older people like to party. He say, this is not my girlfriend that I'm with. Okay. That's the lady to the left. That's my aunt. He's like, it's my aunt. We celebrating her birthday. We celebrate my other aunt's birthday. That's my uncle right there. They like, I don't know, 56, 57 at the club, at the three-tier club. No judgment. That's my aunt. I said, okay. And this is my mama. Is it your mama?
First of all, while she's having that interaction, me and Susie staying back looking, and we like, why is he holding his girlfriend's hand and trying to holler at Tamika, not knowing that he already told Tamika that that was his mom?
Like, you holding her hand under the table.
So you can only imagine.
Or your mommy.
You can only imagine what that looked like if we're questioning, why is he holding his wife's hand while he's talking to Tamika? And then, not to jump ahead, but just to give you a little context of why we were questioning that, they were dancing like as a group.
Hold on, I'm dancing with him.
No. I'm talking about after that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The auntie, the uncle, the other lady, and then the mama, and then the son. She goes in and does this like while they're dancing on him, like, and we look like,
I'm just like, this is giving hide and seek.
It's giving incest.
Like, I was just like, okay. Like, okay, this is where it started to turn. First, I'm like, all right, maybe y'all just some old trying to get some little freaky dicky or some shit. I don't know. I'm out of town. I'm a flirt with you. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a flirt. I ain't gonna do nothing. But I flirt all day. So he's like, oh, so you're here by yourself? No, sir. I'm definitely not. These are my friends right here. Friends, come over here.
And we looking like,
no, this is whoever. I wish I remember that. Hey, this whoever. No, I'm not here by myself. The conversation starts to slow down. He starts to spread apart a little bit. Okay. Now you go into your table, you got some calls, and you're like, all right, we about to go. Oh, are you? Like, what were your intentions here? Was you trying to snatch me up?
Wait a minute.
For the streets?
The whole family. But wait, the way the auntie, and again, we was back. They was having their interaction. We over here thinking like, what's going on? Oh, they trying to get her for a third type situation. The auntie is on the opposite side of the table, also holding her man's hand and literally looking Tamika dead in her face like this.
Like,
And I'm looking like they into some weird midsummer
this
sacrifice type
is
ish.
something happening here, but I boiled it down to cannibalism because that's what it was given. I was like, I've seen a million sex trafficking posters since I've been here for 2 days. Take it seriously. So I'm like, it ain't too many thick ones in here. I understand I ain't got on as much clothes as maybe you feel like I should. And I'm dancing by myself in the middle of the floor. Understandable. I don't think I'm your target, but you're trying to take for that market. I don't know.
Baby, listen.
But I do know you can eat for days.
Cannibalism was the thing. Oh my mind.
Like y'all got some money and people be doing some stuff.
I felt like they would have used you for like a goat sacrifice or something.
Am a goat. Capricorn.
Next. Oh. That
See,
was
yeah.
clever.
You thought I was talking about Sheeta Guy. Yeah, that
That
too.
was clever.
Yeah,
That
yeah, yeah.
was really clever.
So that ended our night. No. Then we went to Monkey Bar. Lit music, lit.
The music was
More
nice.
people in
The ambiance was not there.
I met a friend.
Oh, and he's actually from California. Shout out, Shorty.
Shout out, Bakersfield over there.
What's up?
But music was fire. So if you want to just go chill, hookah, I was like, come
Oh yeah, but
on.
we don't
Did they
smoke
bring
hookah,
Atlanta
so
to Colombia?
that's exactly what it was giving.
Because that was Atlanta.
That's exactly what
That
it was
was
giving.
wonderful. And then we carried our butts.
I'm not even gonna hold you
Didn't even
though. The
say
fact that
please.
it's called Monkey Bar and it plays all R&B, hip hop, Black American music, just didn't sit right with me.
What are your intentions?
And everyone that was in there was a Black American.
For sure.
But I'm not gonna read too much into that because, you
Just
know,
don't. Just don't.
I'm not.
After that, what? Roam the streets. Back to the crib. Next day, early. Wake up. Breakfast. Shower. Breakfast. Out. Island tour?
No. El Totumo
Oh my gosh, we went to the volcano. Man, we did so much on this trip.
Volcano. We did so much. And we actually booked that one through Experiences Cartagena.
Yes. We met them at the pier situation.
Yes,
Okay.
yeah.
We walked to them, pick us up on the bus, boom, or van. I can't remember. We
Yeah,
just got
it was like a smaller van.
okay.
Yeah.
Smaller van. We go to a mud volcano. That experience was
It was
wonderful.
great.
And to the shorty, I know y'all ain't gonna see this, but to the ones that called me fat in Spanish,
Baby. We pulled up.
I know what you said.
We pulled up out the van. And Susie was like a little bit ahead of us. So me, Tamika talking or whatever. And then all I hear some gordita. And I was like, what the fuck?
They said gordita.
I was like, they just called us big. And then they said,
I also took it that I just had a big ass. So, joke's on you, because she do.
Jokes on you. I ain't take none of the services and you ain't getting my tip.
Ain't take none of the services. Do you need this? No.
No.
No. But what I did take is the man rubbing my body in that mud, because he was cool.
Yo, and y'all probably saw because I put a little bit a little snippets of how we was. Yo, my girl was getting her life. We turned around like, where Tamika at?
Listen, floating on top of the mud. They say fall backwards. I flew backwards. They slid my ass like a fucking.
Honey, I ain't do that. He told me to do that. I said, you
Like,
fall
no.
backwards.
No,
Not
I
doing
already
that.
knew. I was like, I got my tip ready. I want rubbing the mud and I want the ladies after You stand there, take your time. Get those healing properties. Rub it in wherever. Okay. Also take your time walking down them steps because you will fall.
Flippery.
Flippery.
And if you get there, shout out to Angel with Backpackers. Yes. We got there at a decent time before the big crowd came. Because really, it doesn't matter who you book it through. They only have 3 time increments that they send people out there. And what I notice a lot with excursions with Cartagena, they don't do a lot of stuff after 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I'm pretty sure it's a safety.
Oh, well, if it's water-based, the waves get crazy.
Yeah, if it's water-based, it's because of the waves, but I'm not sure why with the land excursions.
Because
even the zoo was like that, too. The zoo closed at 4, 4:30.
I can say, like, sundown, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right. Are we breaking this up into 2? Because we only on day 3.
I think we can cut it off here. And if you want to hear more about our experience in Cartagena, Colombia, you'll just have to shout out to stick around for part 2, which will be next week.
But there's a lot. There's a lot that we
did. A lot more.
A lot of shout outs, a lot of recommendations. Uh-huh. So stay tuned.
Okay, so cool. So that brings us to...
Oh my gosh, unpopular opinion.
Yeah, do you want to do it?
No.
She get on my nerves. She did one unpopular opinion, I think she doing. All right, I'll do it. So, unpopular opinion with JoJo. My unpopular opinion is, and listen to me well. Mm-hmm. It is easier to make friends in your 30s than it is in your 20s.
What? I feel like you just pulled that out of your ass because there's no way.
Listen and there's listen no to way. Me well.
Friends, like legit friends, I guess. That's what you're trying to say.
Exactly. Now that we got that out of the way, see you next time for part 2. And are we?
Canceled yet? I was like, we probably like 2 hours in this bitch and ain't got nowhere. It's 3:00.
Stop. I ain't even hit end yet.
Nope.
Y'all getting a little bonus.
I see
bye, y'all. Bye.